Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I've been looking forward to. Hello, everyone. All right. I'm so excited. So I thought I had Sue at 7 p.m. But it's now. So I'm very excited, which means I go to dinner tonight, Sue. Okay. So yeah. I'm so excited. Are you in the promotional products industry?
Yes, I am. I've been in the industry for over 10 years. We just celebrated 10th anniversary last year.
Actually. Oh, my God. So where are you located?
I'm right now in Indiana.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little small city called Carmel, you probably heard of. It's close, or may not. It's close to Indianapolis, about 15 minutes away from where I am. But it's a really lovely town, nice people, and nice schools. Yeah, we've been here for about 8 years.
First of all, I love Indiana. I drove through it, so really, really cool. Let's talk promote. Okay, so here's the first thing. We'll set the ground rules here. So Sue, I want your elevator speech. And by the way, I've never met Sue before. We just happen to be in the same industry. So like my blood pressure is excited. I love this. So Sue, you're at an event and you have to stand up. Let's hear it.
All righty. Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Sue Wei, the Magic Sue from Magic Promotions. A lot of times business owners are, busy juggling life and business, and it's a lot to handle. And plus you have a business, you need to do marketing, a lot of hats to wear, right? Going online, searching for that perfect gift that represents your brand that will be able to speak your message, help you connect with your audience. And guess what? It's overwhelming. So many options on the internet. Well, you can, really have an expert come in and, give you that expertise with the 10 years in this business. I can guarantee you, we can help you find the right solution, make the magic work for your business. Again, Magic Sue from Magic Promotions.
I love that. And I love the Magic Sue. I love your energy. I love everything. The only thing I'm like, you better have some stuff. Show me what's on your desk right now. I want to see.
Well, what do you want to see? So we have, from one of our manufacturers. It's a eco-friendly pen made with, bamboo, this part right here. And, a lot of consumers now are more concerned about, saving the earth, right? So we have, whether you're looking for eco-friendly or U.S. made, we have the solution for you. We have suppliers around the world, U.S. made. Yes, we were just working with a client looking for branded promotional product for the military. And of course, that has to be U.S. made. So not a lot of U.S. made options, but we have, some options. And of course, price a little bit, way higher than, the other options. But, when they need that's one of the must criteria. And we know we make sure those needs are met instead of, them going on their own looking for, a dozen other websites. It's frustrating, isn't it? Have you had that experience? Is it
I've been in the industry for 35 years, so I hear you. You know, I grew up in the industry. My parents started. I remember saying to them, couldn't you have just opened up a Blockbuster Video? That would have been confusing too, but in my mind, almost a million products, and people don't understand that, right? So like you, it's not just you show up every day and, oh, I've got this, you know, pen with the imprint on it. You are constantly learning. I want to hear about your learning. How do you make sure that you stay up to date with, as you say, sustainability in the industry, corporate social responsibility? Let's hear some of the ways that you yourself kind of keep up with the amount of knowledge you have to have in the industry.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, I've been in the industry for 10 years. And also, we have the industry event. Not sure if you go to it. It's the ASI show, Chicago. That's the one closest to me. So I make sure I go to this event every year because you'll see, new trendy ideas. You get to talk to suppliers and also attend educational sessions. And I also read a lot of marketing books, and which is what helps us bring the ideas and help us educate our clients, because our idea is the reason why it's called magic promotion, not ABC promotions, right? Well, a magician has the power to inspire people to think outside of the box. So when you see the person pulling money from behind his ear, or grow a flower right from their hand, it's amazing, right? So there are so many options out there, and we wanted to educate our clients. It's, sometimes I get calls, hey, Sue, I just, wanted to see what my competitors are doing, or, what are the cheapest options. And I'll tell them, okay, we have those options, but are you looking for the cheapest? That people will throw away and put it in the back drawer. And 5 years later, they realize, oh, I didn't know I had this one. And, it's finding that unique gift that will be able to, wow, bring the wow factor to your audience, right?
Okay, can we play a game? All right, so I'm going to be a proposed client. I'm going to call you. And then we're going to have you answer. This is off the cuff, everyone. So I'm kind of excited about this. Okay. Ring, ring, ring. Oh, wait. I'm calling you. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello. Thank you for calling Magic Promotions. Sue speaking. How may I help you today?
Oh, Sue, my boss is killing me. So we have a trade show coming up in just a couple weeks, and he wants to order, I think he says like a 15-ounce ceramic mugs with our imprint on it for this trade show.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, sounds like you really need it. A lot of time we get that. When I ask my client, when do we need this by? Yesterday. Totally get it. And the good news is we have some rush options that will be able to, make it happen depending what you're looking for. Okay, tell me about the event.
Okay, so the event is in a convention center, and we're kind of in the middle, so we're not close to the area. So, and the girl who's picking it in, she's petite. So, but we're expecting that she'll carry in the boxes, and we're only looking for about, I think he said he wanted somewhere around 400 mugs, so she can carry that in, right? They're 15-ounce ceramics. She won't have a problem bringing that into the trade show, will she?
Yeah, well, that is an option. Well, where are you located?
Oh, so I'm calling you from, I'm in Illinois.
Okay,
yeah. At the trade show, mm-hmm. And, she's got to drive. She's got a little Prius, but she's going to drive. And so we thought she would be able to go pick up the mugs from you and then take them to the trade show.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, instead of you picking up, we could have all those, arrange and ship it to you. That way, you have peace of mind. You know it'll be there before your event. Would that be an option?
So you mean you deliver to, will you pay for the fee? Because it's a, I think it's a union convention hall. So they charge for, so as long as you pay to actually have them go to my, so when she walks to the booth, it'll be there.
Okay, you know what? Let's look at what you're looking for. I'll see what I can do. Well, if there is anything we can do to help make it happen, we'll make the magic happen.
I love it, Sue. So actually, this is, I was tricking you a little bit. So I just want to be honest with you, because mugs are the worst thing for a trade show, right? They're absolutely so heavy. She'd have to carry them out. She'd have to carry them in. People don't want to take them because they're breakable. So unless you wrap them, they go in the bottom of the bag, they smack around and they break, right? So I was teasing you a little bit.
I know. You give me all these, like, you know, like the rare questions people will ask, but we get that a lot, you know, sometimes because we Magic Promotion was founded in Chicago, Illinois. So oftentimes, you know, we have people calling from Google. It's amazing. I love Google. We have clients from Canada, Germany, Ireland, and Brazil. When they attend trade show in Chicago, they found these five-star, you know, review company Magic Promotion. So they call, they'll ask, hey, you know, we have a trade show right there. Can we pick it up? That's actually a question we've got before, but you know, we'll explain that we represent top manufacturers that are, you know, across the United States, and we can definitely have that, you know, scheduled to ship to you. And typically, you know, UPS or FedEx at the facility, they will allow about 5-day period that you can store. They don't charge that. But for clients from overseas, they don't know that. So we'll call the hotel, making sure that's the case, and then also ensure, you know, our client, if there is any additional fee that incurs, we'll take care of that. So, you know, they have really, that's the main piece. We bring the peace of mind. So they don't need to worry about, okay, where's my order at? Do we need to pick up? Or, you know, is it done yet? Is it sent? I came from the hospitality industry. I worked at Hilton, one of the top private club in Chicago. And my main focus is customer service. And I have a master's degree in hospitality management. Nice. So, you know, if something were to happen, it really upsets me more than anybody else. So before anything happens, we want to make sure we do our diligence, we do our homework, do our, you know, following through to make sure client has that, you know, experience they are looking for.
Right. And, you know, it's so interesting because by example, you know, we didn't even get into like the colors and the artwork and how some people just have the crappiest artwork and they think it's okay. Well, you know, I pulled it off Canva. It's got to be ready to print.
Right.
So it always struck me, you know, the amount of knowledge you have to have in the industry. And then of course, finding out what the theme is and maybe mugs wouldn't be the right thing. Maybe it would be if, you know, if they were going around and, or maybe you're putting things in the mug and there's candy and you've got it pretty. It's so much work. Do you remember, I have to share this with you, because when the eco pens first came out and mm-hmm. they were eco-friendly, but they were also sustainable. And the whole idea is that they would be biodegradable. And I'll never forget my first time I left my biodegradable sample pens in my car over the weekend. And guess what happened?
Did it melt?
Yeah, I came back to just the ink, the whole pen, literally, which is what you want with a biodegradable pen. But the knowledge, like then you have to let people know they want to order that. They have to be careful storing them. I remember we had the biodegradable plastic bags. Remember they came out, the biodegradable plastic bags. So cool. But what ended up happening is when we went to store the biodegradable bags, we put them on top of each other. So instead of pulling from the newest, so by the time we got down to like a couple thousand bags, every bag that we opened was already biodegrading. It was already in them already. And then that was a lesson like, okay, if you are going to get something biodegradable, you really got to put it on the top. Everyone's got to be educated. That's why, Sue, I lost my mojo in selling. about 10 years ago. I just lost it. I tried to get it back, lost it, tried one more time, couldn't get it, and decided to go into the corporate etiquette because I noticed a lot of us in the industry, we drank a lot and we partied a lot and we didn't really have the best etiquette. And I felt like that would be something that I wanted to learn to make sure that I could, you know, sell better. But even though I wasn't selling, but I could help people to sell better by having etiquette, you know, even for the supplier reps. A lot of the reps will come in and they're sitting down and they're relaxed and they're comfortable, but they're not demanding attention, right? Where they should be standing up. And, you know, you got to demand that attention so that we focus and stay focused on what you're teaching us. It's crazy, people. Like the amount of products that you have to know is intense. By the way, I did go to PPAI show this year. And just going to the show, talk about your experience, like from the first show you went to the last show you went to, how things changed for you.
Oh, well, PPAI, I have not gone to any of, I have not been to one of those yet. But ASI have been going for years. Now, when I just started, that was, more of observing and looking at all those ideas. Wow, that's amazing. Didn't know what to do with them, right?
Right.
kind of also hesitant to talk to suppliers because, you know, they're expecting working with you while you are like, okay, I'm just looking at window shopping. But now, you know, you are more about building that strategic relationship and getting to know the supplier, knowing their why, and, work together. So when there is a project coming up, hey, you know, calling, maybe it's Adrian, hey, you know, I'm working on this project and we really need the quote today. Would you be able to make it happen? Oh, sure. Of course. I remember you, Sue. We met at the ASI show, remember? The relationship building is very important, and also trying to help promote when we see new ideas, you know, sharing on social media and educate our clients at the options they may not have been exposed to, you know, the unique ideas. And that's what we are here for, right? Educate and, you know, help them promote their business using unique ideas.
Amy, I love you. I mean, Sue, I love you. Sorry. Sue, I love you. Okay. So two things. One is, and I hope you give me the right answer because I don't want to hear no. You had hot dogs at the ASI show, right?
Hot dogs.
Did you eat the little mini hot dogs?
I think so. I ate postage dinners.
So at the show, so the Norm Cohen, so ASI show, like we all know Timothy Andrews, right? The president, but the man who started all, Norm and Susan Cohen. And I can't even, I'm glad I'm talking about him without crying. There's something about Norm. He reminds me of my father. My father passed away in 2019, but started the business in 1955. Norm greets everyone with the red cap to say hello. And his lovely son does that. And then because his wife years ago said, we need to feed everyone that's at the trade show. They have the cocktail franks, and that's what they're known for. They've kept it up. And I go, and everyone knows me, I take the cup. They give you like a little white Dixie cup. Really? A white Dixie cup? No, yeah. I use the water cup. And I put, so I've eaten 56 little miniature hot dogs, plain. I'm a pig.
You'd be surprised. My husband eats
a lot
three cups of rice. I'm like, really?
I love the ASI show.
They must be good.
They are very good at just touching. But I love that you explain exactly what you're like. I thank you for that because we haven't talked before, but you, the first time to the last time, and understanding and talking about that it is about the relationship, it is about the education, it's about educating yourself and then educating the client. And then, how was business for you during COVID?
You know, COVID, there were not a lot of events going on, right? A lot of businesses were not open, and restaurant business, some of them had to to close, or, you know, do delivery only. But luckily, again, relationship. We've had a relationship built with our clients throughout the years. And they would, because they know the Magic Sue, they can count on Magic Sue. Magic Sue's got a solution. So they'll call, hey Sue, you know, this is a tough time. We are really trying to get hands on sanitizers and masks. And I know you've done those branded sanitizers for us before. And do you think that's something you can help with? Of course, right? Remember, a lot of our suppliers, manufacturer had pivoted, and so do we. In times that we gotta adapt the new environment and, you know, dare to do new things. So we were helping with, you know, our clients with, you know, branded cloth mask. Those were huge, like a big thing in those times, right? Because N95 were not enough. So a lot of branded masks, branded sanitizers, non-branded generic ones too, you know, because they just need to get hands-on, keeping employees safe, right? So we did a lot of that, and then the hospital clients will call us, hey, you know, we are really looking for gloves. You know, we are in shortage for, you know, a couple weeks, and, you know, we need the medical grade, not the regular, you know, latex, you know, food grade gloves, right? So because of my background, I grew up in China, even though I've been here in for 15 years, but I have a lot of friends in the industry. So that really was it's an easy step, just reaching out and see how we can help, right? And then later on, there are also a lot of more suppliers in our industry that started, supplying, you know, manufacturing those as well. So, you know, and then, you know, little by little, you know, events were coming up, and also businesses are struggling to get the brand out there because they need that visibility. You know, they need ways to get seen and you know, reach new clients. So we started doing the regular promo again in 2021. And now no PPEs, back to my promotional business and making the magic happen and, you know, finding unique gift making clients smile every day.
So there was a lot of learning during that time, right? There was a lot of people, a lot of distributors, and maybe it was smart of them, said, we're not going to learn. We don't want to get in trouble. We don't want to get sued. We don't want to provide a hand sanitizer that maybe doesn't have the right alcohol content. We don't want to provide to a hospital where, you know, we're saying it's a surgical mask, but it's really not. Like, I was really surprised at how much knowledge we had to have, how difficult it was to keep up with, like, what you were able to sell and providing that right certification. People want to see that, especially with hand sanitizers. What was the amount? And then, of course, there was a plastic bottle shortage. So all of a sudden, you know, a lot of, like, local places, I know probably where you are, where we were, a lot of the, the distilleries were changing. Instead of doing delicious, yummy rum, they were right now doing hand sanitizer. So there was so much going on. But what was hard, like, for me, it was all that education and that fear. So I find it interesting. I'm glad that you continued. A lot of people said, nope, not for us. We're going to close our doors. And then some companies were like, we're essential all the way. You need us. So thank you for that information, because I just want people to understand that everything that in the promotional products industry is learning. By the way, I still have my hands in the industry. No. I have clients. I do. I'm a consultant in the industry now, because after 35 mm-hmm. years, and this will be for you, Sue, you know, give yourself another 10, 15, 20 years and all that knowledge base, and then you're going to be able to consult. And a lot of my seasoned you know, distributors and supplier friends that I grew up with, you know, are consultants too. So it's lovely teaming up with them. But I team up with, I do some work with Splash Brands, amazing store concept program where they actually, incredibly, they actually warehouse 1,000 products and then have all the equipment to decorate the so like, it's amazing. So imagine inventory of 1,000 products for a store program. You mm-hmm. have all the decoration. So if someone wants just one, you know, hub pen, a stylus pen, they could do like one with the logo on it because they have all the information. Of course, they have proprietary software programs. So I don't know if you've heard of them before, but I love spreading the word about Splash Brands. I also love spreading the word about Organic T-Star, where I am, you know, the brand strategist with them and working with them. We just did PPAI, first time exhibitors. It was amazing. And now I'm actually working to get Dion, you know, out there speaking because the sustainability in our industry is important and it shouldn't be greenwashed. They are a GOTS certified, have a new line that we're bringing that's women owned B Corp, like knowing all of this. So I get to keep my fingers in it without, you know, selling because I don't have your energy and motivation and excitement to sell. So I think it's also like really lovely. So I want to ask you, so do you have your favorite item? What is your favorite item of this year that you love?
My favorite item? I get asked a lot, but it really depends what you are looking for, what your objectives for the event.
What do you use? Tell me what you use. Tell me the promo products that you use.
We have, I'm going to tell you my favorite one, really favorite one. So last year when we did our 10th anniversary and, you know, I am talking about like clients, sometimes they get overwhelmed and, you know, that sometimes we had to procrastinate because there are so many options, right? So that's when an expert comes in. Now, when it comes to my own, I tend to do that too. I'm like, there are so many I wanted to do and which one should I really, you know, bring in for this anniversary? So then we, after thinking nights and night and days, I decided on you'd be surprised to hear too. Well, you've probably heard of, but we did the wine tumbler kind of celebration, right? And then you know, also the branded cookie fortune cookies.
Ooh, yes.
And do you want to hear the message?
Yes, yes.
So the first one that says, fortune comes with strategic planning. Ooh. And, right, so the strategic marketing, fortune comes with strategic marketing. And then the second fortune cookie that says, something magical awaits you. Call the Magic Sue and the phone number 773-791-3166. So everyone, we got a lot of great feedback on that. You know, it's kind of fun. We bring the fun element into our daily work. And I take pride in, you know, coming up with creative ideas and that, you know, people may not have seen it everywhere. I mean, anywhere. It's not copying what my competitors are doing or, you know, what the bigger brands are doing. You know, they have different priorities, like you said, corporate responsibility and, you know, all of that, right? While, you know, small businesses, they are more like building the growth strategy, getting that next client, right? So we coach them and, you know, provide consultation, education, you know, for them as well. And those are all additional value added to when they work with us. And sometimes they are, like you mentioned, that JPEG, okay, here's the artwork, just text to your phone, right? And, does this work? Of course, yeah, absolutely. Yes, it doesn't work right away, but we have our design team and help you know, recreate it, whatever we need to make it happen. So they don't have to worry about, because, you know, they have other things that they are juggling. And we want to really bring that kind of streamline the process rather than them to worry, oh, I don't know AI. Do I need to take a class to know how to, I'm talking about Adobe Illustrator. Now, nowadays, when you say AI, you really need
I thought you were talking about that.
Yes, you need to put a parenthesis. Okay, this is Adobe Illustrator, not the artificial intelligence. So do you use AI for your work sometimes?
Oh, I do. So I want to leave you with something. Everyone, don't listen. This is between Amy and Sue and I. I don't know why Amy. This is between Sue and
Amy.
I.
So. My best friend's name is Amy, and I love Amy. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and we call her.
Shout out to Amy and my sister Amy, who just passed.
Just record it. I'll send it to
you. Oh, we're live. We're live too, and it will be recorded. Okay. All right, so just between you and I, everyone else has left the room. I just want to share this with you. There's a man named Ron Bellows. Ron is an old timer. Old as the day is long. No, I'm kidding you, but he's pretty old. But Ron shared something with me, and I want to give this to you because it really made a difference in my life. So when you're in a networking event, right, and people are around the room, and they say, okay, Sue, time for you to stand up and do it. Try this, Sue. Have with you a mug with your logo on it, okay? Call someone up from the audience. So now we're going to play the game. Oh, hey, Sue, thanks for coming up here. I'm Adrian with Magic Promotions. Hey, Sue, thank you so much. I want to give this to you. This has my, it's a beautiful mug, but it has my imprint on it. Mm-hmm. And I go to hand it to you. And what do you say to me?
Thank you.
So, wait, does everyone hear that? Sue just thanked me. Sue, you're thanking me. I have my logo on it. So you're thanking me for this mug?
Yes, I love this piece. You know, that's something else we educate our clients too. You know, when there are so many media channels, when you talk about marketing, there is social media, there's TV, there is, you know, talking about TV when the commercial time during Super Bowl or other things. So you say, okay, let me grab some water. Let me take a bathroom break. I'll be right back. And you switch the channel, come back, right? While promotional product, you know, when you do it right, people appreciate, people love it. You know, people go to trade show just for, you know, because they'll see all sorts, they'll receive all sorts of surprises. Don't we love surprises? Especially they are free. And that's the great benefit of promotional product. They really, you know, when they're walking around with your mug, and especially fans, you know, that's why I encourage, businesses, you know, to do it for their internal employees too, you know, because if they are a fan, they love the brand, they'll be walking around with it. They love brag about where I work and you know, talk about the place they work and the people and then the company. And it's also a conversation starter. Sometimes I'll carry my husband's backpack from his work. And then people walk to me, hey, do you work for MISO? I work there too. And, you know, instantly connection, right? I love that.
So I wanted to share with you. So what Ron says is like, so, because normally nobody would really say that. They'll say, thank you. And then Ron says, wait, do you thank the billboard when you drive by it? Thanks for showing me the ad. So you were kind of getting there. Do you thank the TV when they show you an ad? You say, oh my gosh, thank you for letting me know all the side effects of that drug. Thank you. Do you thank the radio when you hear the radio? Do you say, oh, radio, thank you for the ad. And then how he ends it is, and so just so you have an idea of how he does this. And then he ends it with, you know what, Sue? That's the power of promotional products. Because you can't thank all the other mediums, but you can thank and enjoy something with my logo on it. So I just wanted to share that with you because he does it so nice. And it's a fun thing when you're in the room and you kind of get people to realize just where you were going there because you understood the different media, which I love. So when Ron taught me that, I try to share it because it's such a fun thing. When people hear it, they're like, oh, yes, because people don't really think about the hundreds of thousands of pens and imprint items that have crossed through their fingers. So if you need promotional products and you want some magic to happen, you're going to talk to Magic Promotions and you're going to talk to Sue. And Sue, you're beautiful, you're bold, you're brave to come on live. Is this your first podcast interview?
Yes, I have to share with you the reason that I signed up for the 1 o'clock is because I feel like it's intimidating to go on live. I can record a video and post it on YouTube, on LinkedIn, anywhere. I don't mind. But when it comes to live, I'm like, the potential, who will see? And I'm like, it's so, you know, nerve-wracking, intimidating, all the words you can describe. But with you, no prep needed. And I'm like, okay, I can do that.
I love that you did, because it is really, you're brave. You are great. No, so continue doing it. Get the word out about logo merchandise, because that's another thing, our terminology, promotional products. If you say swag has different meaning. The influencers have changed the terminology to promotional products. That has a whole different meaning. So I've just been like calling it logo merchandise, because that, you know, branded merch, all of that. Continue, keep doing interviews, because we want to get the word out that this is an amazing industry with amazing people. And I want to say, I know it's over 18 billion because that was years ago. Very, very big. And, you know, yes, there's companies that advertise a lot, but there's really a difference when you're working with the boots on the ground. And so I'm not talking to you, so I'm talking to all the three people that are watching right now. So three of you, remember, you want to go and support local business. You want to be able to make that relationship. It's not something that you buy yourself just going, because you'll spend more money. It doesn't make sense. It's almost like if you were going on a cruise, I would have booked my cruise directly with Carnival. I'd call Laura Lee, and Laura Lee knows what she's doing. So that's what, you know, so, and then she gets you discounts and tips. You're not going to get a discount if you're going online and placing the order, right? That's, you know, unless they give you a discount, but that's nothing special to you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have something to add on this point. When you're supporting local business, you are making a difference. You know, you are feeding a family. And I remember I went to a networking event, and the lady, after we met, she said, "Hey, Sue, you know, I want to send," she heard about our services, how we do business, right? How we take care of clients. She said, "I want to send my business to you. I want to support someone local, women owned." And she said, because I know, you know, she's a business owner too. When they have a sale, that's when you see them dance in the kitchen. You know, the excitement. Yes. I was like, wow, this is a great analogy I've never heard before. And I love it.
I love it too. I love that. What a great way to end it. That's a great, thank you. Thank you, Sue. I'm so excited. I hope to meet you in the industry. Let's get together. I don't know how your LinkedIn looks, but I'm always happy to help you with your LinkedIn. LinkedIn is something that I feel like all distributors should have, looking great, because you can't, if you're creative with marketing, you should be creative with marketing in everything you do, not just promotional products. So Sue, thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day. Thank you for being part of the Live-a-thon. And I'm going to turn this into a podcast, so you will get more information from me and how, you know, where I'm on all these syndicated channels. And I really appreciate your being bold, brave, and you are beautiful.
Thank you. And thank you for what you are doing and sharing the industry knowledge you've gained after decades, right? 2-3 decades. And really appreciate that. This is a supportive community. We have, you know, we have our, you know, the PPP group, right? We know what's the 3P for. And we really are supportive there. We share, exchange ideas.
Oh, what Facebook, you mean?
What's that?
The Facebook group?
Yes.
Yes, that's crazy. Right? Right. Mm-hmm. So you should do a podcast. You should get your own podcast because you would be really great at it. And it would be something that you could do. So you know what? I actually think that we need more people outside the industry to talk about it. And you can bring on your clients or clients you want. I think that would be amazing.
Yes, that's what I've been thinking. You know, because a lot of clients, like administrative clients and marketing, events, HR, they have so much to handle. And, you know, they really, you know, one of my clients, she was introduced by another friend. And after we worked on the first project, I said to her, Kayla, I appreciate you for, you know, supporting your local business and working, giving us the opportunity to service your organization. And she said, no, thank you. You don't know how much, you know, how much you've helped us save time and money, you know, because otherwise, you know, working as the marketing of director for the 25 locations, everybody's calling, hey, you know, we need this. We have a career fair coming. We need some giveaways that will keep us top of mind with our potential hires, or hey, you know, we have we are attending a community event we're sponsoring, we need giveaways, fun, and then any idea, can you send me some recommendation? Well, this is what we do. We make your job easier, you know.
I love that because what people don't realize is that it's very easy to call someone that sounds busy, says they're busy, and you're like, oh, really? But you really appreciate it. My brother taught me to say, you know, I'm dropping everything to work with you, because we want to let the client think that they're first and that's all they need to know. And I could tell, I knew when I said that you would have your thumbs up, because that's who you are. You could tell. And that's, as a buyer's out there that you're looking to buy, you want to buy from someone that actually is never going to tell you how busy they are and all the problems, that they're going to work and create the magic. So thank you. You're awesome. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Yeah, we should definitely talk to you later. You know, with a follow, connect with us, follow up, yes. Call or chat more. I love you and look forward to speaking with you more.
Thank you, Sue. I love you too. I'm really excited. Thank you. I will talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Thank
you. You're awesome. You did a great job. Wow. Sue, that was incredible.